This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Combo these two.
Girl, crazy for me.
Sarah J?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm already envisioning the scene.
Yeah.
You can't hear the song without also seeing the video.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of the Good Day program, focusing on what's valuable. When I'm asked this question, first thing that I think of is, perhaps how much do I have in my wallet? You do too, right? You think about what's if I put my house on the market, what's somebody willing to pay for it? Or my car's for sale, how much will you give me for it? But there are so many different things that are valuable. Maybe they're valuable to you. Like I got a Father's Day card for my daughter. It has absolutely no value to anybody but me. But yet, for me, it's a treasure. And I put it with all the other cars. I've never thrown anything. The hallway that comes to the studio is filled with my children's memorabilia. I have these great big 5x3 framed, I don't know what you would call them, they're mosaics. I have three or four of them in different places around the country, around the house, representing different eras of my children's maturation. And then there are the things like the cards and the notes that come from Miles. And when Jazzman, when I call him Jazzman, Jasper gets old enough to scribble something, that'll be a keepsake, goes on the refrigerator. We all do that, right? Don't you do that with Mac's stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I have some of his stuff. I have everything my nieces have ever given me.
Yeah.
Every birthday card or Christmas card from people.
It's fabulous. Yeah. So maybe what I'm suggesting here, maybe this is a good social media thing, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. What is valuable to you? What is that thing or those things that are the most valuable to you? And most of those things are not going to have any value to anybody else. And I ask the question in part because here's the story of a woman who found four plates. She bought them for $6. And she found out they were made by Pablo Picasso. Right? She goes shopping in a thrift store, loves to go there, and so she said, these plates resemble human faces. So, yeah, they make a great table set. They were $1.99 a plate, right next to the name Picasso. Her name is Nancy Cavalieri. She fills up her home with pieces. Check your enthusiasm in the China aisle. Wow, she didn't know Picasso made ceramics. So, do you think that people even knew who Picasso was when they put these plates out for the people in the store?
Or they thought somebody made these plates and just used the name Picasso, or, like, instead of signing their own name, they did something, and they probably did not think in any way, shape, or form these were real, legitimate, from...
They're worth from $4,000 to $10,000 a piece. I'll be happy to give you $2 or something I can sell for $4,000.
Or they could have thought that these were replicated.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of that. You know, I get a kick out of this. My friend Uri Geller, who has done a lot of designing of plates and homeware and that's home goods, that sort of thing. Somebody sold something that wasn't his, but they claimed it was in Japan. So he sued him. And there were a couple of things. The Japanese love Uri Geller for whatever the reason. And so he's had, there was a Pokemon thing that used his likeness, and he sued him for that. He got a lot of money out of him. Anyway, so Picasso did plates. Maybe that's the takeaway here from that. A lot of people ask me, I don't know if a lot of people do, some people are curious. And I got into this conversation with somebody at a recent talk convention, the Talkers Convention, in early a couple of weeks ago in earlier June. What do you do, Jay and I and James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, we talk during the breaks about things that are going to happen. Sometimes they're short conversations, sometimes they're long conversations. And also, during the breaks, I record things for the various stations around the country. So I was just kind of chuckling to myself. Larry Fuss is a great friend. He and I are partners with some other folks on a radio deal in Hawaii, and he owns a bunch of stations down in the Delta. He has stations all over the place. So every once in a while, he, like others, sends me material that we call liners. And so I spend a few minutes recording these liners, and then they get sent to him so that the people listening to the two WNIX stations, actually three of them, down in Greenville and Cleveland, Mississippi. So just for the heck of it, this is what I did a few minutes ago. CBS Sports coming up, plus the Delta Farm News. This is Good Day on WNIX, AM 1330 and FM 101.1 in Greenville, FM 103.1 in Cleveland. Now it's time for business news from Fox. Okay, so those of you down there will hear those.
Such a pro. That was so good.
Ah, there you go. All right, let's see what's going on here. Somebody, here's another poll if you want political polls. Here's one. I'm interested, to a point, I am for the first time in quite a while interested in some of the sub-candidates. Instead of, you know, the main candidates are, I suppose, Trump and DeSantis on one side, and Biden and RFK seem to be the two leading contenders on the Democratic side. I find myself very interested in Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I find myself not interested at all in Biden, and not interested at all in either Trump or DeSantis. But I find Chris Christie to be an interesting character. He sort of emerged for whatever the reason. Anyway, we all have different things that push our buttons. So I just was wondering whether you think, because he's been on the stump about Trump. How do you like that? Da 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 da. On the stump about
that
Trump.
On a T-shirt and sell it.
Yeah. So, the question here, to put a perspective on this, do you think Chris Christie's attacks are hurting Trump? They don't hurt him in my mind because I'm not a voter for Trump. Here's somebody who writes he's almost Trump's equal in the showbiz department.
Mm-hmm. He's like, not you can't stupid. Beat him, join him.
All right. He knows his political window is short. Christie's attacks on Trump might not land that much better than attacks on Trump from the mass media. I'm not sure about that one. And then there's a person who says he should think very carefully about whether his presence in the race would make Trump. You know, they like to take shots at him because of things like the bridge to New Jersey from New York and what happened there. Did he really close it to get at one of his political rivals? You know, that kind of stuff.
So, but also, doesn't it just become noise when you have these candidates that just go after the other person and try to slam them and bring them down, tear them down? It's like, okay, but what are you going to do should you get in office? What have you done with your current time spent in office or whatever other positions? How are you going to bring your past experience to the present? I want to hear more of that stuff. I don't care what you think about other people because that's not really a part of your job should you get the presidency or any other political office.
So the whole class business, the class warfare, the people who take on Christie, for example, who like Trump, and where they come from, there's more and more of that information that's surfacing. And frankly, I find it, I've actually talked about it here, I think I did a couple of weeks ago, right, talking about how many Republicans, the supporters, whether they went to college or not, or how smart are they really. And that went over like a lead balloon. But listen, it was what I was thinking at the time. And then, you know, you look at the arrogance. I find people, maybe this is not a characteristic that I should share, but why not? It's worth a conversation. And you, maybe it stimulates you to think about why you believe what you believe. Because the Republicans may have one point of view. Democrats have another point of view. The Republican Party has fewer college graduates supporting it, and the Democrats have fewer from the working class supporting it. Is that something that is new? Nah, I don't think so. Do you think it is, Jay? I don't think the issues that turn on Democrats, the crime is probably number one in that. Is that something?
I don't think it's new, but it does seem more polarized,
prevalent
than it has in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think maybe that's it. It's being used more. I find that there's a lot of craziness, a lot of chaos, a lot of foolishness going on now, and I wish we could, as you were just suggesting, how do you separate the wheat from the chaff? Now, how do you separate the BS? We were talking about that on the Food Farm Family Report. When you look at labels for food, what are you really looking at? What do you really see? What are they telling you there? And the same thing labels when it comes to politics and how those are very misleading. The Democrats, you know, Republicans say all Democrats are the same. No. Any more than all Republicans are the same. No. I really would like to be a Republican again. For honestly, because I more often than not identify with the major Republican points of view. But I can't stomach the stuff. And if I would have been a Democrat, I've voted for some Democrats in my life and been happy to do so. I would vote for Robert F. Kennedy. Given the current list of candidates right now running who would want my vote to run for president, of all of them, I probably feel closer in many respects to what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stands for than any of the rest of them.
And you're voting for a person, not a party. The idea that people will vote for the party regardless of the person. Oh,
nonsense anymore. Yep. 18 after on Good Day.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Kia dealers have donated tons of money to Kia's Accelerate the Good charity program. I asked Kia's James Bell how we can help and which charities they decided to donate to and why.
You know, that's a great question. We'd love to have your listeners provide any assistance they can. Probably the easiest way is to visit a local Kia dealer and let them know that you're willing to help. And also let them know where there is an opportunity to help. Again, as a dealer match program, we need to know from our dealers where there's opportunities to help. We, you know, their whole point of being is to know what's happening in their local communities, to know where there's opportunities, and that's why we're so proud and pleased to work with them. But if any of your listeners would love to help, please visit your local Kia dealer and share with them that you'd like to be a small part of the Accelerate the Good program.
Check out my articles on carpro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro. CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't...
Just the perfect touch. Not to...
Who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. Oh, I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Do
you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's 23 after the hour.
Yes.
Hello. Anybody home? The this portion of the program focuses on social media happenings. What's happening, baby? And as I was discussing earlier, some of the things that care about, what is it that's valuable to you? We posted what are the best traits in the people you care about most, those you look up to, anybody who inspires you. That's on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Interesting responses here. And this is why why we do this, because we're trying to pick your brain. And the answers often make for good conversation. Hello. That's why we're here. So Teddy says, courage and honor, as it is in my teenage, when my teenage dad was a bomber pilot and his crew flew over Rommel's army and helped win the war, not just keeping it going. They made free the next generation, not like our smarmy types who licked the boots of the Communist Party, Chinese Communist. You know, is I get people thinking like that, and I don't know that I disagree with him. I think we are licking the boots, in a manner of speaking, figuratively anyway, of the Chinese Communists. And so, yeah, what are we doing? I don't know. Who knows why we're doing it? I don't get that, other than, you know, maybe paying off the likes of Hunter Biden. And is that too simple? Is that too simplistic? Is it deeper? Yeah, I guess it is. It's much deeper than that. But still. And it's gonna be. Hello, thanks very much. James, you all right? You fall over? What's the, somebody pushed the wrong button. All right. Tisha writes, loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle. All these people, someone who exhibits self-control, all fruits of the Spirit. How wonderfully put is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are the best traits? Yeah, go ahead.
I like Jenny. Jenny Wheeler is saying that as far as best traits and people you look up to or anyone who inspires you, Jenny says people like Doug, dependable, honest, caring, and giving.
Sweet, Jenny. Thank you. That's very sweet. I am who I am. What's the old Popeye line? I am who I am. I am. People who know me say, you sound just like you on the radio. Hello. That's kind of what it is.
It's not an act. It's not a character.
No. Our friend Maria Trilogy writes, she always follows, and I appreciate that. She's a great friend. Compassion and kindness, never ever judging, even if you believe you know better. That's a problem that we all have. I find myself doing that from time to time. Maybe even when I refer to somebody with a negative connotation. Yeah, that's judgmental. Sean Stewart says, Tucker Carlson. Okay. If that's what, we ask for your thoughts. Gretchen says, patience. Christina Miller says, whether or not they are trustworthy. Mary McLaughlin writes, their compassion for the world. Judy Yeagle says, honesty. Jimmy Whittington says, using logic and reason. Now, that is something, isn't it? Think about that. How many people do you know, actually, who are logical when it comes to emotional things like some of these presidential candidates? We've made it, instead of using logic to figure out who to vote for, right? Uh-huh. We use nonsense, passion, or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
not
you
logic.
Want a candidate to be passionate for sure, but
no, but how are you
logical and reasonable? And you also don't want somebody. You want someone to have emotions, but not do their job based on their current emotional state or on their emotions. It is important to sit down and think. And again, be reasonable, be logical. I think those are great attributes in a potential
Me
president.
Too. Carrie Morgan says, trustworthiness, strength of character. Yep. Here's one. Sanity. I'll bet these make it into the Good Day download. Check it out every day, gooddayshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 28 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny North Texas town overnight. A tornado warning went out in Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. local time. Matador is just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The tornado hit less than a week after tornadoes blasted Perryton, Texas, killing at least three people and injuring dozens. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic will run out very soon. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when the submersible carrying five people disappeared. Officials say at least 10 assets will soon be on the scene about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Love this. Not only because I love it. Love it spoonful. Crank this up, James.
A young girl's heart, how the music can free her. Whenever it starts and it's magic.
It's magic.
The music is spoofy. It makes you feel happy.
It'll have to be like an old-time movie.
I'll tell you about the magic and the real soul. But if I kind of tell us things about a
rock and roll. You believe in magic? Yes, I do. I believe in spirit. I believe in magic. I'm not sure I would call it. When I have these conversations with my friend Uri Geller, it's not about magic, although it is kind of magic. There are a lot of different, he calls it synchronicity, whatever it is. There are things that happen that are unexplainable. For example, if you were looking into this was the southwest sky last couple of nights, you would have seen the crescent moon. You would have seen Mars, like you could throw a rock at it. It's so bright. And I believe the other planet is Venus.
Am I correct with that, Jay? I believe that that's what
you are, yes.
Is in the
they
sky.
They were all very close to each other.
Yep. Yeah. Very. It's cool to see that sort of thing. And that seems like it's magical. The fact that we are here on this planet is magic. The fact that we exist and our bodies are what they are, it's magic. All this stuff is magic. The fact that you can create with another human being a third human being, just think about that. Mind-boggling. Magic. You get together, two people get together, and from it comes a third. How about that for magic? Yeah. All right, here's something else that's kind of magical. The blue whales have returned to California, and there are lots of them. As a matter of fact, levels of whales, the number of whales, haven't been seen like this since way back in the whaling industry. So they've been around. I know many of us take, I love to go out. If the weather is good and the sea is calm, I'll go out on a boat and take a nice long ride just to see things. We all have those whaling, you know, you go, have you ever done that, Jay? Gone on a whaling ship to go out and see the whales?
I've gone, I've driven places where there's always like a stop off, a lookout where you can see a lot of the whales. There's, you can just like look over out into the ocean and you see a bunch. What is it in Maui when you are going to traveling from like Wailea to Lahaina? There's a little stop along the way because Lahaina was a big whaling village back in the day.
Yeah, well, New Bedford, Massachusetts was. The East Coast had its whaling centers. New Bedford was the biggest, but they killed so many of them. They'd kill them and take the blubber and use the whale oil for powering lights and ships and lots of other things. All right, so these are the largest animals on the planet. And they have returned to coastal California in huge numbers. Sightings on these whale watching trips, very common. Nice. And the impact of, sometimes there have been problems with ships actually striking the blue whales with they have big population. You got to look out for them. I don't know. There's got to be radar that these sophisticated modern ships have that would tell you where the schools are around them, and then they avoid them. At any rate, commercial fishing tackle, sometimes they get wrapped up in that, and that takes a toll on them. I just think that it's kind of cool that there are as many as there are. There are people who have actually counted the number of blue whales that travel up from Mexico to the California waters every year by the thousands, right? There may be 25,000 or more of these going up and down the West Coast. It's like taking the train from San Francisco to Los Angeles. It's very cool, and they are very cool. So if you get a chance to go see them, you probably ought to take that opportunity. All right, well, while we're in California, this is not so good. Good news from California, not so good news here. A couple of children were killed on one of the freeways. They ran into the traffic to get some fallen luggage that came off of their car.
Isn't that heartbreaking?
16-year-old Amy Beltran and 10-year-old Alan Aguilar were retrieving a piece of luggage that had fallen from the car in which they were riding. The mother pulled the car over to the shoulder. Now, this is near Mar Vista, which is actually where my children live, down on State Route 78. And in California, you don't do that. You just don't.
No.
You don't do it on any big highway, but especially with the craziness of what happens on California highways. Investigation continues. Apparently the person that ran over them is not, I don't see where that person's identified, but the mother was charged with driving under the influence. Oh my God. Vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, child endangerment. She deserves to get whatever she gets. The father and an aunt said that there were four other children in the car at the time of the accident. They've been homeless, this family, sleeping in the car. And they were on their way to buy a present for Father's Day. Jeepers. I mean, what do you do with that? What do you do with it? What do you do with that information? Mm-hmm. All right, so this
is good. Good news.
Before we get to something, you know, we were talking about this guy who had a hit-and-run history in California. He went to prison, he got out of prison, and now he's done the same thing in Minneapolis. Well, here's one. There was another one of these crashes. A guy who doesn't like Google. So he takes his car and drives it into the New York City headquarters of Google and hurts three employees. Right? He had been for years torturing people because of their use of Google. So he crashes a car into the New York City headquarters of Google.
Yeah.
Drives up on the sidewalk.
Three pedestrians.
Yeah.
On the way into the building. One was a 12-year-old child.
Nuts.
The other two adult women, 50 and age 47.
Hmm. I don't know. Okay, here's something. You might consider this to be good, or you might choke on this, Jay. There is a special giveaway for those of you who are Trump fans. Special giveaway right now. There's the MAGA make America. Well, it's not MAGA anymore. It's MAGAGA. That's me. That's more fun.
Yes.
Apparently, the folks in the Trump campaign are giving away 250 complimentary Trump knives. Okay. These are collector's edition knives. So you can grab your complimentary Keep America Great Trump knife. You can go. You get them free. You have to pay for shipping and handling. And it's all over a couple of the Trump sites, right? That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Well,
is
who
it?
Doesn't like free kitchenware?
I suppose. Is that what this is? Kitchenware. A Trump knife. Right. Okay. Well, listen. That could be. You know, I'm so distracted by that story of those kids. I'm not sure where to go. You know what the best thing to do is? When Walter Cronkite said this, when I was in college, we had the International Radio, Intercollegiate Radio Association that I belonged to, and we went to New York every year for a conference, and Walter Cronkite was the guest speaker at one of our conferences, and one of the youngsters said, what happens when you get stuck and you don't know what to do between one story and another? And he looked at the kid and said, go to commercial.
What my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post the job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. There we go. Ba, 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 ba. Adventures. And the theme from Hawaii 5-0 is a great summer tune, for sure. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so I found a couple of good things, Jay. A couple of good things. First off, the grandfather who won an arm wrestling contest, right? He started arm wrestling 3 years ago. He got sick with COVID and almost met the Reaper. And now he's back at it. He researched on the internet how to get involved with arm wrestling. And then he joined the local arm wrestling club as soon as the pandemic was over. He said members were all different sizes and shapes and ages. Friendly group. His first few bouts ended with humiliating defeat. But anyway, he figured out he had a talent for this. He was a lifelong gym member. He had a strong physique. But that doesn't gain, that's not how you win at arm wrestling. It's great to be strong. You see some of these men and some of the women who are huge and strong and have big muscles. But you got to train the right muscles in order to make this work. And he figured that out. And now he says, I'm the European gold medalist. And it feels pretty special. I guess it probably would. He competes all over.
All the hard work paid off.
Yeah. Those tiny muscles in your arms, it's great to be strong. I think strength is fabulous, great on men and women. But for the arm wrestling thing, you got to, I know it looks kind of silly when you're doing some of those exercises in the gym. But it just, you know, you got to do it. You got to see both men and women. I've seen men and women who have the forearms. Is it? You have these huge forearms, and that's part of it. So good for him. Congratulations. Right? After figuring out what, you know, how can I occupy my time? A lot of people didn't know what to do with their time during COVID. This guy figured it out. Good for him. All right, here's something else that's good. Want to travel to Ireland? My friend Uri Geller, mentioned him twice this hour, has an island off the coast of Scotland. Now, there's news from Ireland today. They will pay you to live on one of their remote islands. I've been to Ireland, I think, what, 2-3 times?
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
It really is. It's cold most of the time, but the cliffs and the pastures and if you're on the coast, the salty ocean breeze that comes up. So now, the government of Ireland has announced this week that if you want to move to one of their remote islands, they'll pay you $92,000. It's called Our Living Islands. So in order to make people believe they're living islands, they got to get you to go live on the island. So their offshore island population has dwindled significantly. It's only 3,000 now. And so they want to build it back up again, and they figure it's worth an investment of $92,000. So if you want to go, contact the Irish Embassy, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you out. All right, there is more help from the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guitar stuff wailing around here today. Right, normally, Dr. Ken is here with the questions that people have for him, but because he's out today, I am forced.
No, I'm not. I love
Dr.
this.
Dr. Doug.
No, I'm not going to be Dr. Although, I have played Dr. Doug on the radio, but I'd rather do food, farm, and family news because it's closer to my heart. And by the way, with the appropriate food, I can be decked. I suppose I'm Dr. Doug in a way because I'm suggesting to you various types of foods, a reason to eat foods, looking at labels, I mean, all kinds of things that we cover every day in the segment on food, farm, and family. We also, Jay compiles lots of things that show up on the website that we have, foodfarmfamily.com. So you can certainly check that out. Because this is June is busting out all over. It's Dairy Month. There is some interesting news. There's always a lot of interesting news. I'm a cow guy, a dairy guy. I have been on cows all my life, and my farm specializes in Jersey heifers, Jersey cows. We have a sanctuary. But we don't just have Jerseys on the sanctuary. We have Holsteins, and we've got some Herefords and a couple of Brown Swiss. And, you know, you can come visit the farm and see, or you can go to EastleighFarm.com and see the cows wandering around out in the pasture. Here's the story of some new technology that will help dairy farms meet the goals that some in the government want them. You know, there's all this, let's not eat meat, and it's bad for the planet. I saw an ad yesterday for, was it Morningstar? I think one of the, you know, those, the meatless burgers.
Uh-huh.
And this moron on the thing saying, we'll save the planet by eating these Morningstar burgers. Right, okay, fewer cars.
One of those things of, like, eating whole foods, meatless, just actually meatless whole foods, is far different from eating a lot of these processed.
It's all soy.
Alternatives.
Stuff's crap.
Yes,
yeah.
And there are a lot of people who have soy intolerances, straight up soy allergies anymore.
So it, on the labels, they put...
It's running rampant.
Right, when you look at the ingredients on the label, it'll often say contains soy, wheat, milk, that kind of stuff, because a lot of people have allergies to them. Anyway, let's see the story of Denise Manns. She and her family run a farm store. They have a herd of 600 cows, 300 are milking. That usually is the way it is. They usually have twice as many cows, 600, so 300 milking, and then 300 heifers, young calves, that sort of thing coming along. Makes sense. For this family, sustainability is a priority. So they have an anaerobic digester on the farm that turns waste into electricity. This is happening more and more and more on farms. That's why this kid who's talking about methane emissions from the cows doesn't, his head is where, you know, it doesn't sun, there's no sun where his head is. So the Cabot Cheese people are promoting this, among others, ways that dairy farmers can remain sustainable and profitable. The dairy that this fellow, the man's family runs, gets left out of local food conversation, but mostly because they're doing what, you know, is important. And another reason to go to local farms to see what's going on there. Milk is a local commodity. Most of the time, it's very perishable. And so most of the time when you buy milk in the store, it's come from a plant. It's not come from a farm. It's come from a plant, a production facility, like a factory, and they are subject to the same vagaries that other factories have. You hear us every day doing our local, the Food Farm Family Report, usually is an hour before you're hearing this every single day, and you can hear it in replays, and you can hear it on the foodfarmfamily.com website. But we are certainly talking about buying from local farmers. You don't have to worry about the same things that you do. And milk especially is very perishable, very fast. We're now milking a couple of cows and drinking the raw milk from the cows. It reminds me of how I grew up. I love the raw milk. And
remind me why you can't sell raw milk anymore. Is it
because the people
legalities?
Who go to the traditional health colleges like Princeton, they teach them that raw milk is bad, which is the worst thing. There's nothing healthier than raw milk. It's how it is handled. It's how you milk the cow. How clean are the facilities? That sort of thing. That's really what, if you want to drink raw milk, I've gotten strainers and filters and stuff to make sure there's nothing in the raw milk that would hurt people. Pasteurization kills all the nutrition, the taste, the flavor, everything. So if you can find raw milk, I advise you to drink it. Good way to celebrate Dairy Month. It's June on Good Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.